Out in these parts, some folks call it radio. We call it the last campfire of the American spirit. Stoke the fire of freedom with
American Ground Radio.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pross. 3, 2, 1.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Pong with Louis Sar Avalone.
Oh, my. Federal agents, armed and armored, arrived at the home of John Bolton this morning.
Yep.
The former national security advisor to President Donald J. Trump. Now, the FBI raid was not just an ordinary exercise in law enforcement. You know, it's really the kind of moment I think this is a watershed moment.
How so?
Because I think it jolts the body politic of this country awake, because Bolton, you know, he's this hawk, right?
Very much a war hawk
of Washington. He strutted across the national stage as this self-appointed conscience of American foreign policy.
He definitely was in favor of the invasion of Iraq back in 2003, after the invasion of Afghanistan and the fall of 2021. Bolton never said that he thought that moving into Iraq was a mistake. He's thought that we should have kept going.
And of course, he's no fan of Donald Trump.
Not now. Yeah.
He was fired by President Trump or let go, however you might want to.
Probably for giving bad advice.
And in his memoir, his 2020 memoir, John Bolton's memoir, The Room Where It Happened, there are a lot of folks that criticized him, not just for his vindictive takedowns of Trump, but also for its alleged inclusion of sensitive material. I mean, the Department of Justice, this was going on during the Biden administration, but Joe Biden or the White House shut down the Department of Justice investigating this because the Department of Justice had accused John Bolton of actually weaponizing the secrets of this country's, the secrets of the state for profit.
Right.
But the Biden administration, they were ever eager to use the levers of power so selectively, they shut that down.
And so pay attention to this. The left hates John Bolton, absolutely hates John Bolton, but they hate Donald Trump more. And so the left was willing to turn a blind eye in case John Bolton had violated national secrets, he had broken laws. They were willing to look away from that as long as John Bolton was breaking the law in a way that hurt Donald Trump. That's the morality on the left these days, is that you can do whatever you want just so long as what you're doing hurts Donald Trump.
Yes, exactly. And that's why I think it's such a shock, such a jolt here, because Bolton wasn't supposed to be touched. He was one of them, right? He was one.
Well, he's not being touched by them. He's being touched by Donald Trump. He's being touched by, well, Akash Patel and Pam Bondi. He's not being touched by Eric Holder
it's all different.
Susan Rice.
It certainly is
or
different today.
Joe Biden.
But I'm just saying he has enjoyed the protection of the deep state, of the media elite for many, many years now. So you say, why is the FBI raiding his home? Because of classified documents. And again, those are allegations that go back years. Allegations, I might remind you that the Biden administration conveniently shut down for political reasons.
Right.
Because Bolton apparently was too valuable at the time of a weapon to use against Trump.
Right.
In order to, so you didn't hold Bolton accountable as long as he was firing shots.
And
figuratively speaking, at the president.
And remember, what they're doing today is looking for classified documents that Bolton may have in his house. Now, that is the exact same thing, the same pretext why the FBI invaded Mar-a-Lago back in what was it, 2024, 2023, they raided Mar-a-Lago because of the idea that Donald Trump had classified our documents at Mar-a-Lago. Here's the big difference, though. Donald Trump was president, and it was the president who had the power to say something is classified or something is not classified. So Donald Trump very easily could have said, this document, not classified, I'm taking it to Mar-a-Lago. John Bolton never had that power.
It never has that authority.
Never.
And see, this raid is not about Bolton. I don't think it's just about him.
It definitely is about him.
I think this is, in part, the deep state eating its own. It is President Trump. I don't think you've gotten rid of everyone.
I get that.
Part of the deep state in the Department of Justice.
But I think they're compartmentalizing those people. I do not think that Kash Patel was including deep staters in his raid on John Bolton. Otherwise, John Bolton would have been tipped off and John Bolton would have absconded with those documents. If Kash Patel had any deep staters in that group that knew about this raid this morning, I do not think this raid would have been successful. If he compartmentalized and he said, you know what, I just want people I can trust. I just want people who care about the rule of law only. And those are the only people I want on this raid. Okay, well, then the raid has a chance of going off without a hitch. And it does appear John Bolton was caught by surprise this morning. I mean, that's what the reporting I've seen.
But, you know, I think this is a shot across the bow for folks like Hillary Clinton, for example, Bill Clinton, Adam Schiff.
Okay, well, Bill Clinton's in the same boat that Donald Trump is. Bill Clinton, if he had classified documents at his house.
Not just about that.
Okay.
I mean, investigation into the Clinton Foundation and all the hundreds of millions of dollars that went into their coffers, the Clintons' coffers. That didn't go to Haiti.
Yeah, no, and there's still a whole bunch of criminal behavior that's gone on, and there's criminal referrals to the DOJ with Comey and with Brennan and with Clapper, but we still have not yet seen anyone arrested. We've seen a raid of Bolton's house. We still haven't seen anyone arrested for Russia. We haven't seen anyone arrested for Benghazi. We haven't seen anyone arrested for Bleach Bit. We haven't seen anyone arrested for...
I think they're panicking. I think the deep state is panicking because I think for once they're actually afraid that the rules might actually apply to one of their own or to them. I mean, seriously.
I'd like to hope that they are. Just I haven't seen evidence of it. It's conjecture. I haven't seen anybody panic yet.
But look, the American people have seen this double standard for too long, this double standard, you know, where you've got the elites,
right?
They play by a completely different set of rules.
That's right. And until we see someone prosecuted for it, we should continue to expect the double standard to exist. It would be folly to think that there's not still a double standard as long as people still aren't going to jail.
I mean, look at Roger Stone. He was dragged out of his house,
right,
in a pre-dawn raid with CNN cameras conveniently there to film it.
Right.
Paul Manafort, locked up in solitary confinement. Yeah. Michael Flynn,
yeah,
bankrupted by legal fees.
None of those people had done anything wrong. And yet the deep state went after him, the Biden administration went after him. None of them had done anything wrong.
And then you've got folks like Hunter Biden, full of, you know, his laptop was full of incriminating evidence, emails, photos, financial records.
He videotaped himself committing felonies. And all of it was posted to the internet. And what, they got a slap on the wrist for a gun charge?
So
we spent no time in jail and then got pardoned?
So, you know, Kash Patel made a comment regarding this raid. He said, no one is above the law.
Okay, but I'm going to stay with Ronald Reagan. Trust but verify. I trust that Kash Patel believes that. But until I see someone actually be punished for breaking the law, someone who's a member of the deep state, somebody who's on the left, somebody who hates Donald Trump, until I see somebody that actually pays the price, I don't trust. I can't verify that what Kash Patel said is correct. So they're on the right path, but we need to execute some laws here. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before them all.
For
First thing you need to know from tomorrow, as we were just talking about, the FBI conducted a raid of the home of John Bolton. Bolton served as an advisor to President Trump briefly during his first administration, was the UN ambassador in 2005 and 2006 under George W. Bush. While the FBI has not confirmed what the raid was looking for, media reports suggest it's about classified documents. FBI Director Kash Patel tweeted, "No one is above the law," while the raid was occurring. And Attorney General Pam Bondi tweeted, "America's safety isn't negotiable. Justice will always be pursued. Always." Bolton continues to be a critic of President Trump's efforts to end the war in Ukraine.
And you know, a lot of folks are going to say, oh, this is Donald Trump getting revenge on his enemies. Yep. This is nothing but vengeance.
That's what they're saying. I've seen people say it already. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, Secretary of State Marco Rubio froze all U.S. work visa for foreign truck drivers. He wrote on Twitter, "The increasing number of foreign drivers operating large tractor-trailer trucks on U.S. roads is endangering American lives and undercutting the livelihoods of American truckers." This comes after an illegal alien with a California driver's license killed three people on a Florida highway while trying to make an illegal U-turn. Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration says approximately 16% of U.S. truck drivers were born outside of the U.S. President Trump issued an order earlier this year requiring all truck drivers to be able to speak and read English.
You know, and he's absolutely right, for the safety of the public.
That's right.
So when folks say we need an official language as English.
Yeah, this is part of why.
That is exactly the reason why.
And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the Democrat Party in Minnesota revoked their endorsement of State Senator Omar Fateh to be the next mayor of Minneapolis. The party says there were flaws in the endorsement process. Fateh is a socialist and opposes Israel. He denounced the revocation of his endorsement, saying the establishment is threatened by our message. They are scared of a politics that really stands up to corporate interests with our working class neighbors. Fateh is running against current mayor Jacob Frey, who the party says was erroneously removed from the ballot during the party's endorsement vote.
What do you think about that?
I think that they're starting to realize that this guy is toxic to the Democrat brand overall. If he becomes the next mayor of Minneapolis, it's almost as bad as what Zoran Mamdani becoming the next mayor of New York. It just looks bad for the Democrat Party all over.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Water alone is not enough for serious hydration. You need PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. PerformLite is more than just electrolyte formula. It's a complete comprehensive blend of electrolytes. It supports your immune system, gives you metabolism, energy, and stress support, helps you recover, and boost your energy. Listen, we're down here in the South, and it's hot, and drinking water is not enough. Stay hydrated throughout the day with natural electrolytes. Just one pack a day, and it's one way for me to beat the heat. It's called PerformLite. Go to vni.life/AGR. That's vni.life/AGR. And use the promo code AGR20 and get 20% off your order. Perform Light from Victory Nutrition International. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the discount code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. We like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Okay, so Trump sued CBS last October over its editing of the 60 Minutes interview with then Vice President Kamala Harris.
Right, where they basically edited the video to make her look better. And they put in answers to questions that wasn't the questions he had asked. They took out the answers that the long, drawn-out, rambling nonsense to the question they did ask.
Okay. And President Trump had said, basically, you made her look better than she actually was. And
right.
That was dishonest and, you know, just, it was a farce of journalism.
Right.
And
it was fraud. It was a campaign contribution.
And Sherry Redstone,
mm-hmm.
who is, I think she's the CEO of CBS or Paramount.
I think she was, but yeah, yep.
She agreed to a $16 million settlement
mm-hmm.
with President Trump.
Well, he sued for $1 billion.
So a lot of folks said, $16 million, why did they just cave like that
mm-hmm.
over Kamala? Well, it turns out one of the reasons that they actually did was because there was another interview with Joe Biden
mm-hmm.
where CBS had done the exact same thing.
Trump administration had the Trump campaign had the receipts.
Absolutely. I mean, they doctored this interview with Biden to make him look more coherent,
right,
et cetera, et cetera. But they were afraid that President Trump was going to trot that video out
and use it at trial.
Well, they were protecting Biden at that point.
Right. So, yeah, this was a pattern of behavior. The reason why they settled was because they were guilty and they knew it.
But even more embarrassing for this administration and I think to CBS and whatever journalists remain there is that the sitting president of the United States couldn't get through a taped interview without nodding off. And instead of reporting that fact, because, you know, it's kind of relevant when you're deciding if the guy's fit for office.
Right.
CBS chose to cover it up.
Right.
They made Biden look better than he was. So when Trump says, oh, well, you edited Kamala Harris's interview to mm-hmm. make her look better.
Right.
CBS was like, who do we make the check out to?
Well, and how bad is it that both the president and the vice president of the Biden administration were both so incompetent that CBS felt like it had to cover up their incompetency by deceptively editing the video.
But see, this is just proof that everything President Trump has said about the media.
It's true.
Turns out to be true.
We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, who is the Cringe Crown Award winner of the week?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said.
And joining us now are American Mamas, Terry Netterville and Kimberly Burleson. Okay, so who's got the Cringe Crown Award of the Week this week?
This one was hilarious to me.
Yeah?
It's Kimberly sent me this reel, and I thought it was hilarious. It is of these moms who are calling their husbands daddy in front of the children.
Okay.
And the children are cringing out so hard. Like,
how old are these children?
Teenagers.
All ages.
Okay, yes.
Because when my kids were little, I would say, daddy, will you grab that?
Yeah.
You know, and then when they got older, they're like, can you say dad? Like, for whatever. I was like, dad. Because they called them dad when they were older.
Sure.
But this is teenagers, and whether they're in the car, at their house, and the mom says purposefully, and she's got secretly recording the kids, but she'll say, what do you want to eat, daddy? And the children will be like looking at, like they both stop and look at each other. And then they go, ew. So there's like several of them, you know, daddy, you want to go out? And the daughter's like, never say that ever again in front of me. That is disgusting. And the girl in the car, when she was like, oh, daddy, let's go this way. And the daughter's like, oh, why'd you just do that? I was dying laughing.
I got to tell you, one of my favorite things to do is to make my kids cringe.
Yes.
It is really
glorious.
It's fun to do. Fortunately, my kids understand that's my sense of humor.
That's right.
And they're
same.
They're going to know that I'm doing that on purpose and not just because I actually am creepy, but because I think it's funny to play that. But yeah, and my kid says, oh, don't do that. That's gross. I'm doing it again. Yes. And I'll probably put on bunny slippers to do it the next time.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just...
It's so funny because I'm the same way. People who know me best know that I love irreverent humor, mm-hmm. and I will do that. To
embarrass. If it gets to 10 p.m. at night and you're around
Terry,
it's over.
And my poor children, they're like, I will bring up anything.
Anything.
And if it's funny, if I know it'll embarrass Kevin and it might be a little irreverent, whether it's Kimberly's kids, Lindsay's kids, my kids, I don't care who's there. I want them all to go, what? I like that. I like the shock and all. They don't expect Aunt Terry,
I know,
sweet Aunt Terry, to say something like that.
Terry's husband, he likes to make me cringe.
Oh, really?
Yes. He calls Terry Mama. And he'll say,
not
come
all the
yes,
time.
He, but around me, he does it on purpose. He'll say, come over and sit by me, Mama. And I'm like, ugh. Room, so gross. But it's the way he says it.
Yeah, he'll say. Tim, he said, "Take me home and rub my belly, Mama."
Ooh, gross.
So that's cringe. So is Kevin
so
the
he
cringe
actually gets
crown?
The cringe crown this week.
We're giving
that's
it to
actually,
Kevin.
And he does it to embarrass her, to embarrass whoever's around.
Okay, but unlike our other cringe crown awards, I get the feeling that this is the kind of cringe that you guys like.
This is
too cute. Yeah. This is a cringe crown because it's so fun, like you said, to make your kids cringe,
and they all had the same reaction.
Yeah, exactly,
it's universal.
You know, Terry, Lindsay did it. Our youngest sister did it. Well, in their little family thread, Chad asked them what they wanted to eat. And she said, I don't care. Pick up anything, Daddy. And her son, who's in college, wrote back and said, absolutely not. And then the daughter wrote, ew.
What did Bowden say?
Bowden didn't even respond.
That's hilarious.
And again, my response would have been, oh, you don't like when I call Daddy, Daddy? I mean,
yeah.
That's...
So funny, isn't it funny how that like the one of the luxuries in life of being a parent is that you can cringe your children out, you can embarrass them, whether their friends are there. It's like a weirdly, oddly fun thing to do is to make them go, what? And it's even better if their friends look at them like, bah! They can't believe that you said it.
So, you know, you guys know I do a lot with theater. There was an improv show we were doing, and Julia, my daughter, was part of the cast. I was in there, and there's a scene we're doing called Film Noir, and there was a part that came up that was the joke was right there, and it was an inappropriate joke, and I'm not going to say it on radio, but the joke was sitting there.
Yeah.
And so I went ahead and I was about to say the joke, and Julia saw the joke coming. So she's sitting on
she knows you well enough.
She's sitting on stage, but yeah, she's in the chair. I'm up in the scene with another gentleman. And I'm about to say the joke. I haven't said it yet. And I hear her go, ooh, no, no. Even before the joke, even before I get the joke out, she saw it coming. She knew I was about to say it. And that made, I don't care if anybody else in the audience laughed.
Oh,
the fact
gosh,
that I did that to her, yes, on stage made my day.
That's the greatest. I want anybody listening that has kids, I would love for y'all to do this. Just for fun, in front of them, say to your spouse, even if it's the husband saying to the mama, you know, say to the daddy, hey, will you rub my feet, Daddy? Anything. And then let us know what your kids do. And better yet, videotape it. Put it out there. That's hilarious.
If you'd like to ask our American mommies a question, go to our website, americancarradio.com/mama, and click on the Ask the Mama button. Terry Netterville, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
There's more fresh roasted American Ground Radio brewing. So stick around. That's good radio. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah. My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success Leaves Clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure!
No, it's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Working to ensure that talk radio of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. American Ground Radio. With Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
You know, back to this subject of Cracker Barrel. You know, it dropped its man in the barrel logo.
Right.
Right. It's an image that had stood for nearly half a century.
They basically kept the same colors, the yellow and the brown.
No,
they kept
the
script, but and before, then they just made...
But before Cracker Barrel, there was Aunt Jemima, there was Uncle Ben.
Right.
There was the Native American woman on the Land of Lakes Butter.
Right.
I mean, they weren't offensive. They weren't racist. They were American icons.
Well, the Washington Redskins logo. They got rid of that, and now it's just a W.
But see, here's the thing, and I want to get back to this point, why we cling to tradition, conservatives in particular. We cling to tradition because not because we're stuck in the past, but because we understand something very, I think it's because we understand something very deep, very human, and that is that traditions, you know, it's kind of like the scaffolding that holds up civilization. It's not arbitrary. Well, it's the result of centuries of trial and error.
I think it depends upon the tradition. The tradition of hazing and fraternities, that needs to go the heck away. We need to end that. That is an awful tradition that has led to the death of numerous students across the country.
I mean, there's bad traditions, certainly.
Those got to go away. It's not just that we are nostalgic because we're holding on to tradition. It's that some of these new things are awful. Just getting rid of the Washington Redskins, saying it's racist, when the family of the guy who the logo was based on is saying, no, that was our ancestor, that was our relative, Why are you taking away his right and his honor? The family of Aunt Jemima. They're like, we were honored to be in the kitchen, not just of black people, but also of white people, that they liked her name on the syrup. Uncle Ben's rice. It's not that the changes that they made anything better.
But see, I think part of it, too, at the heart of it, because you look at the left, they hate the past. They hate tradition.
Well, yeah.
They don't see history as a source of wisdom.
No, and I think there's a lot of trauma there, a lot of personal trauma that they then graft onto society as a whole.
But I think there's something even more sinister, is that when you destroy traditions, when you erase symbols, what you're actually doing is you're creating confusion. And confusion breeds dependency.
Right, because...
And guess what? The dependency is the left's currency.
They're trying to create a tabula rasa, basically a blank slate, where you can write anything on it, the whole future you can write on it. Yes, but if you're rejecting actual wisdom, if you're rejecting things that are tried and true, simply because they offend you, because you've bought into a brand new ideology that didn't used to exist... Well, that's not necessarily a good thing either. Yes, there are some things in our past that needed to be eliminated. Slavery needed to be eliminated. Uncle Ben did not.
Yeah, and again, we don't, as conservatives, we don't cling to traditions because we want to stay rooted in the past.
It's because those traditions, for the most part, were better than the nonsense you're coming up with today. Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down.
Lewis, what is it with Democrats and mortgage fraud?
I don't know. Well, I think part of it is any kind of fraud dealing with Democrats. They don't think they'll get caught.
Okay, but
they're above the law.
But there's been a rash of mortgage fraud indictments. So you've got first New York Attorney General Letitia James. She claimed to have property, a primary residence in both New York State and in Virginia. It is illegal to claim multiple states as your primary residence, but the records that show that she has been doing that she did that, those records have been released. Then it was California Senator Adam Schiff. Exact same thing, just different states. He declared a primary residence in both his small little condo in California and in his mansion in Maryland. He said both of those are his primary residence. Now, it also appears that a member of the Federal Reserve Board has done the same thing. The Federal Housing Director, Bill Pulte, sent an official criminal referral to the Department of Justice against Lisa Cook. Cook was named to the Federal Reserve Board by President Joe Biden. This is from ZeroHedge.com. Cook was nominated to the Fed by President Joe Biden and took office in 2022, becoming the first black woman to serve on the Fed's Board of Governors. She was later nominated by Biden for a full term, which expires in 2038. All right.
You know, I just as a side note here, I wish we could, and I know I'm not ban it, but mm-hmm. I just cringe every time someone says this is the first Asian American, this is this first African American in terms of some position. Well, that's fine to say.
African American woman from the South.
But that's fine to say that. That's fine to say that, but that shouldn't be what you lead with. You should be talking about their education,
right,
qualifications, their competence, their experience, and then, oh, by the way, this is the first African-American woman to hold this position ever.
Okay, but do they do that with, this is the first Swiss-American person to do that? No. No, they don't. All right. Now, so what is she exactly accused of doing? Well, here's an excerpt from the actual criminal referral. You can go read this online as well. According to mortgage documents obtained by U.S. Federal Housing, it appears an individual, Miss Lisa Donnell Cook, has falsified bank documents and property records to acquire more favorable loan terms, potentially committing mortgage fraud under the criminal statute. This has included falsifying residence statuses for an Ann Arbor, Michigan-based residence and an Atlanta, Georgia-based property in order to potentially secure lower interest rates and more favorable loan terms. Pulte says that Cook got a mortgage on her home in Ann Arbor, Michigan on June 18, 2021. And then she said on that day, that's her primary residence. And it would be her primary residence for at least the next year.
And remind me, who is this lady?
She's a member of the Federal Reserve Board.
Okay.
So her job is to help decide what interest rates are for everybody else in the United States of America.
Okay.
So she says, Ann Arbor, that's my home. This is my permanent residence. It's going to be my permanent residence for a year. 2 weeks later, she signed on a condominium in Atlanta. And in that mortgage paperwork, she said that was her primary residence.
Well,
and
she changed
would be
her mind.
For the next, but
she changed her mind.
You can't do that because you say in the mortgage document, as you're getting that favorable rate in Ann Arbor, you're going to be there for a year. And then 2 weeks later, she says, no, I'm going to be in Atlanta for a year. But she never told the bank in Ann Arbor, actually, I'm not going to be there for a year. You need to change my mortgage.
And I'm presuming she's a Democrat.
She is a Democrat.
Okay. And see, this is the thing. You say why so many Democrats are in so many issues or having so many issues with mortgages.
Yeah, the exact same thing, claiming primary residences in multiple states.
Because it's just another example of how you get something for nothing. And for Democrats, it's about gaming the system. And I know a lot of folks say, oh, that's painting it with a very broad brush. But is it?
Well, see, the next year, Ms. Cook then listed that Atlanta condo for rent. That's another form of mortgage fraud. When you tell a bank property that property is your primary residence, and then you decide you're going to rent it out, you have to then tell the bank your situation has changed because they will likely charge you a higher rate since they will now incur more risk.
And by the way, it's also this mentality that, you know, well, it's the banks, the big banks, you know, they've got plenty of
money.
I mean, who am I really hurting here?
Okay. But here's the hypocrisy of all this. Letitia James prosecuted Donald Trump for defrauding banks.
Absolutely.
And the bank said we weren't actually defrauded. And at the same time, it appears she was defrauding banks in multiple states. Adam Schiff said he's got evidence of Donald Trump's corruption. And yet at the same time, he was behaving in corrupt behavior in two states across the coast, especially when he says he's representing California, but he has a small little condo there. He lives actually in Maryland in a mansion. And then now, one of the people responsible setting interest rates in America appears to have lied on her mortgage paperwork in an effort to get a lower interest rate. It's not just fraud, that's outright hypocrisy. The interesting thing is Donald Trump could fire her for cause. And if he does, then he could replace her, which means he would be able to have much more control over the Federal Reserve Board within weeks.
Yeah, no, Democrats don't think the rules apply to them. That's the bottom line.
It's got to stop. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Whether you're a small business, mid-sized company, or an enterprise, hiring the right people is crucial.
You need Global Data Fusion Hiring and Screening Solutions. They provide comprehensive background checks for any industry.
From criminal and civil records to motor vehicle reports, verifications, I-9, E-Verify, they've got everything you need.
Protect your business and hire with confidence.
Visit GlobalDataFusion.com, the trusted choice for reliable background screening.
Global Data Fusion, your partner in safe hiring.
Feeling bloated and discomfort after meals? It's time you try Enzorb from Victory Nutrition International. It's a daily dose of living enzymes to support all the essential activities of life. Enzorb adds digestive enzymes to support your gut health. These are enzymes that break down what you put in your body in a more pleasant digestive experience. Just one daily serving of Enzorb and you'll see the benefits. Absorb more good stuff and detoxify the bad stuff with Enzorb. Go to their website, it's vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20. Once again, that website, vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20 to get 20% off Enzorb and no more bloating after meals. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
What would entice you to try CBD Pure?
I need a guarantee.
Whether you want to get rid of pain, have better sleep, or just feel healthier, CBD Pure has the solution. CBD Pure will refund refund you if you're not satisfied after 90 days.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Get 15% off and free shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com. That's CBDPure.com and use the code AGR to get the discount and free shipping. Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now look at me. Now look at your man. Wait, he's not a man anymore. He's a man identifying as a woman. Now look at me. Back to him. I mean, her. She's a man again. Confused? Me too. Ladies, you want a man who stands up for what matters in this country. Be a man and listen to American Ground Radio. Ladies, look at me. You're welcome. Now he's a man again who listens to the truth at American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
I hope all of those folks that said Mike Johnson, Speaker Mike Johnson, was protecting Epstein, you know, that he was covering somehow for the deep state crowd and all the media elites and, you know, all the deep staters and the you know, I hope they're happy now. I hope they can breathe a sigh of relief.
Why
because now President Trump's Department of Justice has just released thousands of pages of Epstein-related documents to the House Oversight Committee.
Okay.
So that's right.
So wait.
The so-called cover-up, the supposed conspiracy, the whispered nonsense about protecting the rich and the powerful, blown to smithereens in one afternoon.
But wait. Mike Johnson... They accused Mike Johnson of covering it up.
He didn't have the documents.
That's my point. Mike Johnson wasn't the one who delivered the Epstein documents to Comer's committee. It was the Trump White House. It was the Trump White House that delivered them. And by the way, I have a feeling there's not going to be much on there. Pam Bondi has said there's nothing there, that there's nothing really to release to the public that is going to show people that somebody else was involved in doing that.
Look, I get it. This whole Epstein saga has been fertile ground for all kinds of paranoia, you know, but to say this about Speaker Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, a man of faith, a man of principle, was somehow protecting Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Protecting Epstein.
It just means that those
Epstein's dead, for crying out loud.
Well, the people who would have said that about Mike Johnson, it just shows they have absolutely no idea who he is or what he stands for.
Well, the idea was ridiculous to accuse Speaker Johnson of his alleged misgivings with regards to how he was handling the Epstein, and that he dismissed Congress early so that the Epstein documents wouldn't be released. I mean, I get the paranoia, but we're done now. There's thousands of pages that folks can go through, and I'm sure there's going to be another documents dump in the future.
The only documents that might have something that would even come close to mentioning names and places would be testimony before grand juries in New York and in Florida, and judges in both those cases have refused to release that grand jury testimony. And that's going to be probably the last argument on that. So saying that Mike Johnson was covering all this up, that's just completely fake news.
You are fake news.
Hey, kids, it's Fake News Friday. Here's how we play our game. I'm going to read you a headline. You tell me whether it's real news, fake news, or really fake news.
Okay, so real news, it was reported, and it's true.
That's right.
Fake news, it was reported, but it's not true.
That's right.
And then really fake news, that's just us making it all up.
By Jove, I think you've got it. Let us know what your score is. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio, and tell us how many points you got this week. Let's start with this first one. Neither ABC, NBC, nor CBS has reported on the illegal immigrant truck driver who killed three people on a highway way in Florida. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That is sadly real news.
That's real news. President Donald Trump is a failed president. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Well, that's fake news, of course.
California Governor Gavin Newsom said that this week. Gavin Newsom posted a picture on social media of Kid Rock, Tucker Carlson, and Hulk Hogan with angel wings and a halo praying over Newsom. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Who did this?
Gavin Newsom posted a picture of Tucker Carlson, Kid Rock, and Hulk Hogan with angel wings and a halo praying over Gavin.
That's
got to
be really fake news.
He did that.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he's
Gavin Newsom?
Gavin Newsom posted a picture of himself being prayed over by Kid Rock, Tucker Carlson, and dead Hulk Hogan.
Folks that would never support him.
Right. I think he's trying to troll some Trump supporters, but it appears he was violating a law, a California state law that he supported, which would ban satire. There's nothing that has happened in Los Angeles that even comes close to a crime. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Well, of course, that's fake news.
That's what Mayor Karen Bass ranted and raved at a press conference this week. John Bolton was able to hide from the FBI agents this morning by blending in with a herd of walruses. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's really fake news. Yeah.
In order to save democracy, we have to get rid of the Constitution. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
I'm sure some Democrats said that, but that's fake news.
Yeah, that was the New York Times that said that.
You had to say that again.
In order to save democracy, we got to get rid of the Constitution. Can't have the Senate, have the Supreme Court.
The very document that actually allows us to be free.
Right. Democrats protesting Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears held up a sign saying she wasn't allowed to use white water fountains. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's real news.
That's real news. By the way, she happens to be black. The phrase America first is hate speech. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's fake news.
The Anti-Defamation League declared it fake news, declared it hate speech this week. A man in Britain was arrested because he said, quote, "We love bacon." Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's real news.
That's real news. The police say it was offensive to Muslims. Waffle House launched a successful rebranding this week by just keeping everything the exact same. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
You know what? I could get behind something like that.
Right.
But that is really fake news.
That's really fake news. The state of Minnesota accidentally drained a lake, killing thousands of fish. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news.
A valve got stuck open. They couldn't close it. The actor Dolph Lundgren has more advanced science degrees than Bill Nye the Science Guy. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
I'm going to go with real news on that.
Dolph Lundgren's got like two masters. Bill Nye's got a bachelor's. President Trump held a brief phone call with Hurricane Erin and got her to turn away from the U.S. coast. Real news, fake news,
that's
really fake news.
Really fake news. That's very funny.
That's really fake news. Hey, kids, that's our game this week. Tell us what your score was. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com, and just type in what your score was. And we've got great prizes.
You know, if you could negotiate with hurricanes.
Yeah.
President Trump, he'd turn them all away.
He would.
He'd change their minds.
Yeah, he'd be like, I know America's the greatest ever, but...
It'd just be a tropical shower.
You need to head towards Canada.
That too, right?
We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground
Radio. How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's GlobalDataFusion.com and find the right employee.
Having a hard time focusing or maybe kick-starting your brain in the morning? Then try Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. Brain Reward gives your brain refreshing support with nutrients that help regulate stress and focus. It helps your mood, clarity, and motivation without the caffeine jitters. Sharpen your focus with Brain Reward. Improve your cognitive experience with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. You get 20% off if you go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. That's vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. It's time to get that focus you haven't had in years with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. And you get 20% off. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies' man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillows, sheets, and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code. That's AGR, and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, you know, Costco, you know, the bulk. Sure. Yeah. Warehouse giant,
right?
Cheap hot dogs. They also have, you know, great hot dogs, $1.50. It's a good deal,
right?
Well, they now announced that they will not sell Mifepristone, which you know, again, is not a cough syrup. It's not aspirin. It's a drug that is designed with one purpose, and that is to end a pregnancy. Now,
it's an abortion drug.
Costco.
It's half of the abortion drug cocktail.
Costco has never sold Mifepristone.
Okay.
But they're making a position or taking a statement.
They're making the announcement.
That they will not sell that drug. And that is, you know, certainly I say that's an anomaly to some degree because you have all these other major pharmacies and retailers like CVS and Walgreens and Rite Aid.
Mm-hmm.
They have all announced in recent years that they do and certainly continue to this day dispensing this abortion-inducing medication.
So Costco just
not
came out.
Quite medication. It's a poison.
Yeah. So Costco just came out and said, we're not going to sell it. And did they say why they were
making
the announcement?
Well, they cited low demand, but they've never sold it in the first place.
Okay.
I guess maybe they don't have a lot of customers asking for it, but this was a bold statement, a bold pro-life statement. And
it's making you say, whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Earlier today, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth and Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had a fitness competition. Their challenge was to see which one of them could do 50 pull-ups and 100 push-ups in 5 minutes. The challenge came as part of Kennedy's Make America Healthy Again campaign. Hegseth has complained that under previous administrations, the fitness standards for the military were relaxed, leading to a lack of fitness. So they posted a video of their challenge online, working out with other soldiers. The Secretary of Defense finished the challenge in 5 minutes and 25 seconds, and the Secretary of Health and Human Services finished just behind him. So neither one actually achieved it. But to be fair, Secretary Kennedy is 71 years old, so doing 50 pull-ups and 100 push-ups in less than 6 minutes... it's quite an achievement.
For both of them, they're leading by example.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.